The Mishnayos now are discussing how exactly one makes a shit of Mevoyos. And in the following Mishnah, we're going to see how much food exactly one needs to make and set aside for each member of the Mavoi. Now, the halacha is that if there is enough food when Shabbos comes in, so you set aside a valid shit of Mevoyos, and when Shabbos came in, it was all exactly the same. But then after Shabbos came in, for whatever reason, there is less food than there was at the beginning. Since when Shabbos came in, it was okay. That is the time that defines whether you're allowed to carry in the Mavoi or not. So even if there is less food than necessary later on Shabbos, you can nevertheless carry on carrying in the Mavoi because it was valid when Shabbos came in. Now the way we're going to understand our Mishnah is that it's talking about a case where the courtyards open up on both sides to a different Mavoi. So you've got a street there, then you've got lots of courtyards opening up there, and on the other side of the courtyards, they also open up onto a different Mavoi. Now, why does this make a difference? Because although in general it's assumed that it's purely a benefit to be part of a Shittim Avoyos, you've got nothing to lose. Without a Shittim Avoyos, you can't carry. With a Shittim Avoyos, you can carry there. And there's an important rule known as Zochin La'odom Shalei Bifanov. One can do something which is a benefit for somebody without him knowing. So in general, you would be able to make a Shittim Avoyos on behalf of somebody else without necessarily telling him. This is not always the case. We'll see also in Mishnah Yod Aleph this is not always the case. But in general, it's assumed that this is always going to be considered a benefit. However, since in our case, the courtyards are open up into two different Mavoyos, two different streets, you can't assume that he wants to be part of this Mavoy and be able to carry into this one, because if he is part of this Shittim Mavoyos, that is stopping him from being part of the other Shittim Mavoyos, and he will not be able to carry in the other one. So in that case, you would not be able to make a Shittim Mavoyos on his behalf without telling him and getting his permission. Now, the case under discussion in our Mishnah is where the courtyards are opened up into two different Mavoyos, but the person making the Shittim Mavoyos did get the permission of the members of the courtyard. And he made the Shittim Mavoyos and everything was fine. But then, before Shabbos came in, the amount of food which was in the Shittim Mavoyos became less. Some of it was taken away. Some of it was destroyed. Says the Mishnah, he can add on more food to the Shittim Mavoyos and transfer ownership of it to all of the members of the Mavoi. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, somebody else takes it from him and acquires it on behalf of everybody else. The Ein Tzorich Lahidia, and he does not need to tell everybody that he just added food. Even though he's adding food for the sake of the Shittim Mavoyos, and he needs to do so that Shittim Mavoyos will be valid, nevertheless, since they already gave him their permission to make the Shittim Mavoyos on their behalf, and there's still food left, it's not as if the entire Shittim Mavoyos is not here anymore. You just need to add on a bit more food. But since the Shittim Mavoyos is still really here, and it wasn't totally destroyed, you're just increasing it and making sure that it's valid, and as such, you do not need to get their permission and tell them again, because they already allowed you to make a Shittim Mavoyos on their behalf. Alright, and what happens if Netesu Aleihem, if more people were added onto the courtyard, onto the Mavoi, let's say a new family decided to move in just before Shabbos, after he made a Shittim Mavoyos already, so he needs to add on some more food so that it will work for them as well. If there isn't a Shittim Mavoyos for them, then that can forbid everybody else from using it. So Moisef, again, he adds food onto the Shittim Mavoyos, Umazakeh, and he transfers the ownership of the food to the new people who moved in, or instead he could just take their food if they're willing to give their own food, then they would just give him their own food. But either way, in this case, with Tzorich Laidia, he needs to let them know that he's making a Shittim Mavoyos for them, because he hasn't previously got permission from them to make a Shittim Mavoyos for them. They just moved in. So certainly he needs to get permission from them, since the courtyard is open up to two different Mavoyos, so it's not necessarily considered a definite benefit for them to be part of your Shittim Mavoyos. You therefore need to get their permission, and once you do get their permission, then you just add on food on their behalf onto the Shittim Mavoyos, and everybody can carry on Shabbos.